A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. After entering a boat, Jesus made the crossing and came into his own town. And there people brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." At that, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." Jesus knew what they were thinking and said, "Why do you harbor evil thoughts? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He rose and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were struck with awe and glorified God, who had given such authority to one in their midst. The Word of God. Daily living has us bumping up against each other all the time, moving in and out of all kinds of situations and relationships, and Jesus was no different. Today's gospel shows Jesus in the midst of such a situation. Folks are murmuring about his power and authority. How can he forgive sin, they wonder. Jesus ignores the conflicts and the murmurs and responds to the human need right in front of him. A paralyzed person presented by his friends for healing. Jesus sends the person home, happily cured and free from sin. Be it sin or illness, we have many things that paralyze us, and we long for Jesus' power of forgiveness and healing. John Donohue, the Irish poet, clarifies this idea when he writes, "May all that is unforgiven in you be released. May your fears yield their deepest tranquillities. May all that is unlived in you blossom into a future graced with love." What do you need to be released in your body, in your spirit? What is paralyzing you? Perhaps you are held by the paralysis of fear, or grief, or anger, or rejection, or the paralysis of a ruptured relationship. I recall my own paralysis of a ruptured relationship. My thoughtless words deeply hurt a friend. In my very mature moments after the incident, I attempted to ignore and run away and cut myself off from her. My friend sought me out and offered the gift of forgiveness. I was then freed from my paralysis. I was released. God's power and grace were with her, and I knew again the power of God's forgiveness. When was the last time you sought Jesus' healing, loving, forgiving power? My prayer today is that we may experience this freedom, this release from paralysis, whatever it may be, this sign of God's presence in our lives. For God heals bodies and forgives sins over and over and over again. We need only to present ourselves.